Each year, the month of March is recognized as Women's History Month in the United States. From the beginning and continuing today, women religious in the Diocese of Buffalo have touched countless lives, from simple acts of love and encouragement to significant leadership roles which have shaped the diocese and the greater community. Here's Tara Potzler with just one of many examples of women religious of Buffalo who have made a difference.
Born as Mary Rose McLaughlin in Elmira, New York in 1873, Mother M. Helena McLaughlin entered the Sisters of Mercy in 1893. She was professed 3 years later. She was elected her order superior 3 times, beginning with a 3-year term in 1909. Her challenges included building a new mother house on Abbott Road in Buffalo. That mother house was named Mount Mercy and was dedicated in 1912. Then, in 1913, Monsignor Nelson Baker advised her to purchase the land next to the mother house. The Sisters of Mercy did so, and years later, it would be the site where Mercy Hospital would move from its original Tiff Street location. Mother Helena was a key participant in planning the new hospital. She and her sisters also took a leading role in caring for many patients during the 1918 flu epidemic. She also recognized that St. Jerome Hospital in Batavia had become too small to meet increasing demands during the epidemic. She led a successful fundraising campaign to get a bigger hospital building constructed. Mother Helena's works of mercy also included education. Under her leadership, the Sisters of Mercy opened 8 schools between the years 1909 and 1924. Although she was confronted by many challenges, Mother Helena provided support and leadership that helped the Sisters of Mercy deliver much-needed services to people in the community. Mother M. Helena McLaughlin is a woman religious we remember in the Diocese of Buffalo. But remember, she is just one of many more throughout the diocese who are touching and changing lives every day. If you know a sister active in your local parish or school, remember to take a moment to say thank you. I'm Tara Potzler. Thank you for listening.